are the intestines of hawks.
Do you have any names for the inside parts of a chicken?
Gizzards.
Any generic for the whole mess? I mean, not the whole mess.
Liver, gizzards. That's the only thing we really, like, you know, dealt with. The liver and the gizzards, primarily.
But
the heart. But the chitlins are probably just the intestines.
There's a question like that. What kinds of things do people have in their kitchen to heat food when they don't want to bother with the stove or oven now or then?
Hot plates were preparable. We had a lot of hot plates. Later on in life, I think we did get fry pan.
What do you mean?
Electric skillets or whatever you want to call them. Hot plates were a necessity because most of the houses, I think, used gas as their form of cooking, gas stoves. And when the gas ran out, you needed something to fall back on, which was your hot plate.
In reference to the electric cooker. I guess what'd you call it? Skillet. What do you remember your mom calling it? Like if she told you to go get it out of the cabinet, what might she tell you?
Go get me the electric fry pan.
Okay. Is there any coin operated self service laundries around? What would you call it?
Laundromats, primarily. Wash house.
Okay. And how about a thing? What would you put dirty clothes in? You're in the house, you know, say you have something.
Hamper.
Now the hamper, is it open or does it have a lid?
The one that we had a lid on it.
Now if it was open, would you still call it a hamper?
I don't know. Well, no, probably not. Yeah, probably so if it was an open hamper. But most of the time, I don't remember any other name for it other than hamper. Or I know that you probably might call it a bend now, but as a kid, put them in a dirty clothes hamper.
And if you took your clothes out to hang on the line, you'd carry them out in what?
Clothes basket.
Okay. How about the electric appliance you'd use to clean the floor with? What would you call that?
Vacuum cleaner. Floor sweeper. That's about the only two names I know
of. Okay. How about one that might be on... Now, the vacuum cleaner, is that the... What does that look like?
Well, let's see, we had two in our time. One was an upright with a little bag behind it. The other was a little round thing with long holes.
Or what'd you call the one with the bag?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay, what'd you call the bag?
Vacuum cleaning bag.
Okay. All right, what would people use now to, say they want to mop the floor? What kind of a thing would they use to carry the water in now?
Bucket, pail.
What would it be made out of now?
Now it would probably be made out of plastic. Everything is made out of plastic. I still find the old tin bucket very, very handy. I have one now. I waited until I found one. I couldn't stand the plastic druggies.
How much time you got?
I was just looking. It's just about 10, 15. We still got some time.
Okay. I got about 10 here. All right, what about those machines that some people have at home, maybe now, not so much, you know, when you're younger, for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash? What do you call those?
Garbage disposal.
All right, what about the ones that reduce?
Compressor?
Yeah.
Compressor, garbage compressor would be one that would sit with me.
All right, how about the when you carry a, from your waste basket in the house outside, and you put your garbage in a large thing. What would you call that?
Garbage can.
Okay. And what about the ones that are behind stores, the big ones that are behind stores? They usually, you know, by
dumpster. That's what we usually call them, just a dumpster.
Okay.
Or the trash